Tonight's Big Brother Sunday recap is sponsored by Mazda. Does driving matter to you? Driving with the windows down, the wind blowing through your hair, the smell of pine trees and fresh asphalt. You look forward to these moments when it's just you and the road. No distractions, handling every curve and feeling every nuance in the road. So ask yourself, does driving matter to you? If it does, we build cars just for you. Because to us, driving matters. Mazda! Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's a man who has never gotten a letter from any dog. Rob Sestrino, hello everybody, and welcome to our live Sunday night recap of Big Brother 17. We got a very fun show tonight because we've got a great guest. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about on the live feeds, which are really great right now. Probably half the people aren't even watching the show right now because they're watching live feeds. We'll talk about that later on in the show, but let's jump right into it. Here with us, back by popular demand, a man who is enjoying so much popularity right now. I only got two or three complaints that he was going to be on the show tonight. Please welcome back our good friend Adam Pock.
Oh,
Adam, your popularity.
What's up?
You are enjoying a record high approval rating right now. Nary a complaint about having you on tonight.
It's the old saying, time plus tragedy equals comedy. In 4 years since I've been on the show.
No, we do it every year.
I was a very tragic player. So time plus tragedy, now I can bring the comedy.
We do it every summer. It has not been that long. I think we actually, did we get you on Big Brother Canada this season?
No. Since I was on the show, since I was on Big Brother.
Yes. So
people are finally appreciating it. And I think I was a trendsetter because after I did absolutely nothing on Big Brother 13, the way to get further into the Big Brother game is to do absolutely nothing.
You broke the mold.
I started the trend. Everybody hated when I did it. Now everybody's playing that way.
Okay. Sorry, so a lot to talk about with Adam tonight, and then the man who is going to illuminate us on so much of what's going on in the Big Brother house today. Here is Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rob. The feeds today have been nuts. I was trying to watch the feeds and the episode at the same time so that I could have all the information.
Yeah, a wild day all around in terms of Big Brother. So we've got a lot to do here on this show today. I've got a really jam-packed Big Brother week coming up. Going to have a Big Brother podcast every day of the week for you this week coming up, because tomorrow we are going to be getting into your Big Brother voicemails. I'll be talking with Matt Carter from CarterMatt.com. We're going to go through the voicemails, get those in. Robs@website.com/voicemail. 323-282-RHAP. We'll take those for about the next 20 hours or so. And then on Tuesday, AJ Mass is going to be back on the podcast to talk about the 13 archetypes of Big Brother before we get into the Wednesday and Thursday recaps and ultimately the exit interview this week. So really a ton of Big Brother coming up this week. It's going to be a takeover, Adam, a 90s week takeover.
Hey, where was Tori Spelling in the 90s week takeover?
Yeah, what's going on? Adam, what's going on? I know I was so excited to talk to you for 90s week, but are we going to have any 90s celebrity in the house this week?
Well, we had Clay Cobain tonight on the episode.
Let me just say to that, what a tribute to the late, great Kurt Cobain. What a way to honor the legacy of Kurt Cobain and his passing some 21 years ago. I am sure Kurt Cobain would have loved that Battle of the Block tonight. So, what a way to honor him, and something that Kurt Cobain would have truly loved seeing his work depicted in the Battle of the Block tonight, Adam.
Yes. And the other person I think is really upset about this whole thing is Lance Bass. Because Lance Bass is a huge Big Brother fan, as every Big Brother contestant knows. And the instead of doing an NSYNC, they went with the Wax Street Boys. I mean,
hold on, you're getting ahead of us. We're only talking about tonight's episodes. Don't get into too much of what's to come.
I'm talking of the 90s celebrities that have ties to Big Brother. Hey, Doogie Howser was a popular show in the 90s as well, and we know Neil Patrick Harris is a Big Brother fan. There's so many opportunities there, but I guess they can only get Gronk to broadcast from whatever beach he was on. They can't afford to get any of these 90s has-been celebrities back into the Big Brother house.
Yeah. All right, so we will see exactly what goes on with the 90s week as Big Brother, this amazing week continues in the Big Brother house. But let's get into tonight's episode, which was a lot about Shelly's plans as HOH, not so much about what Liz wants to do as HOH. And we really got to see where Shelly's head is going, and ultimately going around the house, trying to find nominees. It seems like Shelly is always such a reluctant HOH, Adam, where she wins HOH, but then she doesn't ever want to get any blood on her hands as HOH. Have you ever seen somebody who is always winning HOH, but doesn't want to be HOH more than her?
I've never seen anybody. Like, she genuinely does not want to be HOH, does not want to make the decisions, which is why she leans so heavily on Clay. And, one thing, I made a note of this, which I'm a little concerned about, to totally change the subject that you just had, but why is nobody campaigning not to get nominated? Why is nobody going up to the HOHs and saying, hey, let's talk a deal here, don't nominate me? James, I think, was in a great position. He could have gone to them and said, I didn't nominate you guys week one, don't nominate me. Instead, he keeps getting nominated. But to get back to Shelly, on the other hand, I'm not sure if Shelly's just saying she doesn't want to make these decisions, because I think more and more she's starting to like the power. I think she is getting power hungry, and she's doing a great job letting Clay do some of her dirty work. Hey, Clay, go talk to Johnny Mack. So that she doesn't look like she's the bad person when she's making these tough decisions.
Adam. So let's talk about Shelly's week. Ultimately, she ends up putting up on the block the Jason and Johnny Mack tag team. And for the second time, we see Clay being the guy who goes to do Shelly's dirty work of going to go talk to Johnny Mack. And now, it definitely was not as entertaining as 2 weeks ago when Johnny Mack told us in the diary room.
No!
But he did not seem thrilled again with the idea of going back up on the block.
He's gotten himself into the situation where he keeps doing it and not fighting back and not speaking up for himself. And they keep telling him, if you don't want to do it, say so. And Johnny Mack was like, let's do it. That was a really bad Johnny Mack person.
Yeah.
But the fact that he keeps going along with it and keeps doing it, he keeps telling us at home, he doesn't want to do it, but then does it. So I kind of understand why he's doing it, because he doesn't want to say no, have them be like, well, screw you, then we're going to put you up and we want you out. But he could just be a little more convinced, like, hey, you know what, give me a week off. I've already proven myself. Put somebody else up.
Now, Adam, you're the kind of guy that's not going to take any crap from anybody in the Big Brother house. What would you say if you were Johnny Mack?
I would probably say, all right, put me up, I'll throw it. Say I'm going to throw it, but then not throw it. And, I would have done what Johnny, I probably would have, tell somebody I'd throw in a veto for them. And the good news is I sucked at that veto, so I didn't really have to throw it. But I understand why he's doing it. But again, after 3 weeks in a row, though, I would have been like, no, I'm done, enough. Get somebody else. So.
Is this a sustainable strategy for Johnny Mack? Like, how much longer can this go on?
I don't know. I don't think it can go much further, because if he keeps winning vetoes, then he's going to be seen as a competition beast. And one of these times he's going to be on the block on a Thursday, and they'll be like, well, he's already won a few comps. He is well-liked. Maybe now's the time to get rid of him. So I, I, I just hope that there's a shift in power and he can, like, you know, go under the radar for a little bit. Because as long as he keeps being on the block, keeps winning competitions, this early in the game, that's going to hurt him.
You know, as far as Liz's nominations went, did we see anything at all tonight about what Liz's thoughts on the game were? I mean, we really did not see anything. It's been so heavy-handed on the eviction night episode where we don't even see one of the nominees campaigning. This was a night, other than her switch, I feel like we really did not see anything of what Liz is even thinking about nominations, except for after the nominations, that bit that she had with Jackie. Adam, am I missing something? Did we see a lot of Liz's thought process on this HOH? Did the edit basically just spoil that Liz wasn't going to stay as HOH?
A little bit, and it also shows how Austin is controlling her HOH, kind of like, you know, we think Clay is running Shelly's HOHs. Because, Austin was the one, like, stalking. Austin even, you know, leaked the information to Jackie that Liz was thinking about putting her up. But then why didn't Jackie go to Liz? Why did Jackie go to Shelly and talk to her about it? Again, brings me back to my point before. Nobody's going up to the HOHs and saying, like, don't put me up, don't put me up. And then the HOHs are making their own decisions.
Yeah.
Liz is definitely not in control of, you know, her game. And she even admitted that she's, like, you know, flirting with Austin to let him, she needs to keep him around.
Yeah.
So it's weird how many of these people have power that don't want the power, don't know what to do with the power.
What did she tell Julia she had to do? She had to be a hoe?
Yeah, hoe herself out a little bit, right? Something like that.
There you go. Taryn, is that a first for a sentence we've heard in the Big Brother house?
I don't know. Big Brother 4?
Maybe Big Brother, till death do us part also. Big Brother 9 is highly possible as well. So
there's probably some questionable comments on Big Brother 9.
Certainly, certainly. All right, let's talk about a couple of these other people that are in the mix. Talk to me about Clay and where he stands in all of this. Adam, have you been impressed with Clay's game to this point?
Clay is a great communicator amongst his own people. They look to him as, like, somebody that's smart, which just goes to tell you how the rest of the Sixth Sense, how smart they are. Because Clay really has no idea what he's doing. But the fact that he is in the strong alliance and has the power keeps giving him the impression to himself that he knows what he's talking about. And as long as they keep winning and keep getting out the people that Clay wants out, they're going to keep doing it. So he's fallen into one of those things. Kind of like in college, we had the curve. You might not have been the smartest person in the world, but you were the smartest person in your class, so you got an A. I think that's why Clay has been so successful so far. Not because he's doing a great job, but because he's doing better than the people he's with.
It's sort of a bizarro-type relationship between him and Shelly, where typically you would look at the two of them and say, okay, well, he's the one that's going to win all the competitions, and then maybe she's the one who's pulling the strings. Whereas here, Shelly has now two HOHs under her belt, but Clay seems to be the one who is pulling the strings. That seems like a smart strategy for a guy who is probably very much on the radar of being a comp beast, for him to not have to actually win anything but be able to exercise his power, Adam.
That's so true. And at this stage of the game, there haven't been too many challenges where your strength has, you know, been important. So we're gonna see if he is really this strong and can win competitions later on in the game. But like I said, as long as he's surrounding himself with other people that keep winning, he's in good shape.
What's going on between Clay and Shelly? I mean, this struck me as a little odd, this conversation that they had tonight.
Are you being poopy head?
Yeah, are you being poopy head?
Am I being poopy head? Are you asking me?
Yeah, don't be poopy head, Adam.
So poopy.
Don't be poopy.
Are you being poopy head? What does that even mean?
Yes, I am. I don't know, because he was mopey because he didn't win. And she, you know, she's definitely the Mrs. Robinson type role. So she's a little bit older, so she talks down to him a little bit, talks him like a little boy that he is. And hey, that's what their relationship has come to in the Big Brother house.
Are you being poopy head?
Are you being poopy head? What is poopy head? Poopy head is bad?
I can't see poopy head as being good.
Poopy head is good?
Well, if you said to your son, don't be a poopy head, or if your son said to you, don't be a poopy head, do you think you'd mean it as something good or bad?
I would think it's bad. I would think it's I would think that he was calling me an S-word head. That's a poopy head in my book.
Me being poopy head.
You say that to Nicole, Rob?
Hold on. Is Clay being poopy head of household? Is that different? P-H-O-H?
Poopy head.
If he's being P-H-O-H, I think that's different.
Possibly. Nah, he's treating him like the little boy that he is.
Don't be poopy head.
Poopy, poopy head, okay? That's a good words to live by. I think that's like the HF rules. Don't be poopy head. Don't be an a-hole, right? All right, so it's so weird to me, the whole Clay-Shelly thing.
You know what? They're dominating the game early, kind of like, I liken them in a similar way to like a Rachel Brennan. Let's see how it plays out for the down.
See, I feel like that's an odd choice to go with Rachel and Brendan. I know that there are certainly, you could make the obvious showman's comparison, but I feel like that Rachel and Brendan were so ostracized from the rest of the house that they were such lightning rods. And Shelley is really, while they've both won stuff in the house, where Rachel is so polarizing, Shelley is so the opposite of polarizing to me.
I'm talking about like on season 12 when they won the HOHs early, and it's a different game right now in this whole battle of the block, having a few HOHs, so you don't have to like fight as hard to not get nominated and whatnot. But no, I'm talking about like how they have physical characteristics to win challenges. They've won a couple HOHs. Shelly has won a couple HOHs. Clay, if he can step up when the physical competitions come along, they can be a force to be reckoned with down the road too. So that's how I'm like
All right, let's talk about Austin and where he fits into everything. And Austin, I felt like he was doing a pretty good job, but his last two episodes have not been great, between the whole love triangle with Liz and Jeff. And then tonight, it was almost like he was trying to get something going with Jackie, and then he told Jackie, and Jackie threw him under the bus earlier tonight. So where do things stand with Austin in your mind in terms of a player, Adam?
Okay, well, first of all, I'm a little confused. When he went into the house, didn't he have a girlfriend?
Yes.
I think I heard about that. And I think I heard that was one of the things I liked about him from his early interviews, was he was talking about like his girlfriend at home, and he's a loyal, dedicated guy, and he's like all over Liz, Julia, whoever, which one. He's in love with Liz, and he thinks Liz is in love with her.
Yeah.
I think Austin is a student of the game. He's a big fan of the game. He knows what to do, just not how to do it. When he threw the veto the week before, he was real. The episode before, he was really bad at throwing the veto. Now going to Jack, and instead of saying, "Yo, Jack, listen, I know you don't have anybody. Work with me. I'll keep you informed what's going on. You keep me informed what's going on. Let's work together." Instead of, which is what I think he was trying to do. He was trying to get her on his side, as like a side alliance. But if you're going to have a side alliance with somebody, you have to get them to trust you. You don't just like leave open-end statements so that they don't really understand where you're coming from. So I think Austin had the right idea, just wrong execution. And he's been doing it, this whole season. He's been aligning with people and like not knowing how to talk to them and how to talk to other people. This whole thing with Jeff, Jeff was suspicious about him the whole time. If you're going to try to work with somebody, don't make yourself look suspicious.
I thought one of the interesting parts of the episode tonight was when after Jackie outed Austin to Shelley, Shelley went back and told Vanessa about what was going on and said that she doesn't want to have any sort of conversations with Austin in the room that she doesn't trust her. Taryn, let me ask you this question. Do you feel like is that a smart thing to do? To like, and does Shelley know how tight Vanessa and Austin are?
Shelley trusts Vanessa implicitly, which is one of Vanessa's strongest points in this game so far. She thinks that Vanessa is totally on her and Clay's side as opposed to Austin and Liz's side, whereas in reality she's playing the middle. So not a smart move, no.
No. Okay. So let's go back to talking about Vanessa, Adam. And talk to me about what you think, how she did in her week as HOH.
I think she got a case of the HOH-itis. I said before the week when Austin and Vanessa won, neither one of them needed to win that HOH last week. And I still think her not getting out Audrey, when she did, might come back to bite her. And we know the reason why she did, which at this point in the game, you can't look at Audrey as the first transgendered house guest. You have to look at her as a house guest that's in your way between you and $500,000. So I think Vanessa kind of like, her reasoning for not wanting to put Audrey up and vote her, get her out at this point in the game, it was horrible. She has, again, she's with the power alliance that's winning the competition and keeping themselves safe until the other side starts winning. You know, Vanessa's putting herself in a good spot because she is keeping a strong bond with Clay and Shelley, keeping strong bonds with Austin and Liz, or Julia and Austin, whoever it is. I think she realizes how much power she has over these people, and I think the power is also going to her.
A lot was made tonight about the votes to evict James, and of course we found out from the episode exactly who they were, but there's a couple people in the house who are lying about those votes. We know Steve. And Steve is lying about that. But the episode spent more time on Liz and her deception. Now, there wasn't a lot of finger pointing that was going down in the episode about who could have cast those votes. But there was at least not as much as there was in real life. Adam, can you speak to this idea of the hinky votes and if you like that strategy for Liz and Steve?
First of all, I'm glad we finally talked about Steve. I'm growing my beard out in support of Steve. I'm not shaving until Steve shaves. Steve is a super fan, so I'm showing a little bit of solidarity to the super fan in the house. I think Steve doing it, you know, he's kind of getting a little bored in there because he's not really part of what's going on. So for him to throw the hinky vote just as a fan of the show, just to, you know, make people talk, I think was great. I think Liz got off so easily because everybody suspected it was Becky. You know, there's still, you know, in real life there were some, I think, thoughts that maybe it's Liz, but the more people, you know, do it, the better it is because it creates a little bit of chaos in that house, not knowing it, suspicions. And, you know, for us as fans watching, it's great for us. It's, you know, great to see people going crazy trying to figure things out. So I like the hinky votes. I get so jealous when I see people cast them, knowing that I wanted to do it and I never did it. Because it just throws chaos out there. You know, the house doesn't need more chaos, but when it gets more chaos, it's more fun to watch.
Taryn, do you think in Big Brother 18 we will see even more hinky votes than in this season?
I don't think so. I think it's something that Audrey started. And Audrey's a particularly chaotic player. And because Audrey started it, other people kind of felt like, okay, well, maybe this is the thing we can try, especially since Audrey's probably going to get blamed. So next season, they're probably going to be just as scared as previous, unless there's an Audrey on.
Okay.
Well, it was interesting, though, that Audrey did not do the hinky vote this week, because if she did, it would have been 6-5, and that would have really crashed the house flipping out.
Okay. Adam, could you speak to, do you know Meg?
I've met Meg at some of the events here in New York City. As soon as she was cast, I saw her interviews, I heard her talking, I definitely remembered her. obviously now when I see her at the events, I'll talk to her a little bit more.
Yes. Now, you didn't assist in getting her cast or anything like that, right?
Not at all. Not at all. Last year, Frankie, I could take some credit for, but this year with Meg.
Credit or blame?
You know what? The thing we love about Big Brother is rooting for the people that we like and rooting against people that we hate. Frankie had a lot of people rooting for him and a lot of people rooting against him. So at the end of the day, as long as people are rooting for or against you, they're watching the show. So yes, I'll take all the credit for that.
Okay. And are you rooting for Meg?
I am rooting for Meg. Even if I didn't know her and know some of her friends pretty well, I'd still be rooting for her. I always root for the New York person. So I'm glad to see New Yorkers represent. East Coast never gets much love. This year we got a few East Coast people with Liz Julia. We got Jason up north, east in New York. So East Coast pride, East Coast baby, throw up the E.
There you go. So let's talk about Audrey, because there's always something to talk about with Audrey. I thought Audrey had a pretty rough night tonight. She didn't get a ton of screen time on the episode, but the little bit that she was on, I thought was particularly bad. We saw Shelley and Audrey, and Shelley has stuck her neck out for Audrey quite a bit here through 4 weeks of Big Brother. And we had this moment where Shelley and Audrey talked about Jason, and Jason was going up based on the information that Audrey had given to Shelley about how if Jason won HOH, he would be coming after Shelley. And instead of saying like, oh, that's a really good idea, Jason is coming to get you, she's sort of like, I didn't really say that. Like, I heard that from you. And it was really like the kind of thing where, like, in a mob movie where you find out, like, the hit is going for the wrong guy. Now, Shelley had already had a conversation with Jason, and Jason, Audrey, like, corroborated Jason's story that Jason wasn't actually coming for Shelley. But wasn't that really bad when Audrey told Shelley that, I didn't really hear he's coming after you?
It's one of those things like when you, in the Big Brother house, when you're juggling your lives, you know, there's a lot of the balls in the air, and knowing how to keep them all going simultaneously. Sometimes a gust of wind will come by and knock one of those balls out of the air, and she did not recover well at all. And that seems to have led to Shelley starting to doubt her and doubt keeping her around, and you know, that could be the first step to them finally evicting the person that's been the most deserving to go home the last few weeks. So,
is there anything about Audrey's game that you think she's doing right or well, Adam?
You know what? For the first couple of weeks, she was definitely playing the game hard. She was definitely stirring the pot. She was doing it at the right time. She was waiting for after the veto meeting. She was safe for the rest of the week. She would start stirring up the pot. Right after nominations, where she doesn't get nominated, she would stir it up a little bit, give enough time for everything else to play out so that, you know, right after she's not nominated, she's safe. Just talk a little bit of junk, be in the forefront of, maybe we should backdoor her. And then somebody else will eventually dig their own hole in the next couple of days and end up going on the block. She was doing a great job of when she was stirring up trouble in the house. Up until this week, I think she kind of got a little bit ahead of herself because it's been working for her. So she figured, I could throw out a little bit more junk right now. And it's definitely her timing has been good, but it doesn't look like it's so good anymore.
All right, well, we're going to fire up the questions here in just a minute. Make sure you get them in hashtag RHAP. And then also on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. I think the award for worst diary room of the season, or at least worst analogy of the season, I think I'm going to give it to James so far for the year. Here's James during tonight's Battle of the Block.
Me and Jackie are so far behind, it's ridiculous. I'm throwing a lead like a madman. Trying to find that little key in that big old pile of leaves is like trying to get a bill passed in Congress.
Wait, what? It's like trying to get a bill passed in Congress? In what way is what they're trying to do like trying to get a bill passed in Congress? Does James seem to you like he is very familiar with the many steps required to get a bill passed in Congress, Adam?
You know, and this is 90s week in the Big Brother house, but I think he went back to the 70s to a little Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock?
He kind of mixed up a couple of his Schoolhouse Rock songs. And, I don't even know what to say about that. I didn't even understand how he would know how a bill gets through Congress.
is James...
All he's talked about before in this is Taylor Swift and trying to hook up with girls.
Now, is James a big House of Cards fan? Is that where he's getting his information from?
That could be it. I did not read that in his preseason bio. But you know what? Who knew I would watch Beverly Hills 90210?
Who knew?
Big Brother. So you don't
find
know
that little key in that big old pile of leaves. It's like trying to get a bill passed in Congress.
You guys didn't know that James actually moonlights as a congressman? You guys didn't know this?
James, 2016.
Well, he used another reference before that, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. So it was just weird that they had him do that clip, and then 2 seconds later do another clip with an analogy that kind of is way off base. You know what? The fact that we're talking about it means CBS won.
I can't wait for next season on House of Cards when Frank Underwood is like, now getting this bill passed through Congress is so difficult, it's harder than winning the battle of the block when your partner is Jackie.
if the writer of the show is a Big Brother fan, maybe we'll see that next season.
Now don't be poopy head, okay? Listen to me. All right, let's start to get into some questions here with Adam Pock, and then we'll talk about all of the action from the live feeds. Couple of questions. John Johnson gets us started. Should the guys start making an alliance to get rid of the domination of the girls? Boy, Adam, are you seeing it as a battle of the sexes?
Not really, because the power couples both have got, Liz and Austin. Liz Austin and Julia, they have Austin is in there, and then you have Shelly and Clay, and Clay is a guy, and these people are helping the crew. So I don't see it as an all-girl alliance. I don't know what all-girl alliance there is in the house.
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Okay. Let's go to Jason Mason. Says, you have no outside contact for 3 months, and you can hear from your family and friends, and you get a fake letter that's not even written by your dog. I did think.
How do we know it wasn't written by her dog? We don't know. She might have the smartest dog on the planet. Oh, squirrel.
Yeah. Adam, would you have been excited to get an HOH letter from Bacon?
Oh, if I got an HOH letter from Bacon, I would be the happiest person. If Oscar Mayer himself sat down and wrote a letter to me, I would be honored beyond belief.
Yeah. Boy, that the Shelly dog thing is weird. What's her dog's name? Wrangler?
I thought it was Rango, but
Rango? Rango? What did you do? Are you a poopy head? Are you a poopy head, Rango? What did you do?
You know what? She probably talks to Rango the same way she talks to Clay.
Is that so?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Being poopy head.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Somewhere, Rango is like really actually writing letters like, save me, save me. Somebody help me.
Got a letter on national television.
Yeah. All right, Abby.
Sitting around the house with a pipe and a jacket. Take a letter for me to Shelley. Congratulations on your win.
Yes. Abby says, was tonight Jackie's coming out party? Was this the most airtime she's ever gotten? Well, certainly on Big Brother. This was tonight that she was the biggest factor. Adam, are you in on Jackie too, or do you think that she is still DOA?
This might come off bad, but I'm still not sure why Jackie and Jeff were the couple from Amazing Race to represent the show coming to that house. I really, you know, nothing against either one of them, but I'm not sure what we saw from them on Amazing Race that would make them good Big Brother contestants. The other couple from last season, I'm drawing a blank on the blonde girl.
Yeah, Blair and Haley.
Well, that would have been a much better couple into the house. You know, Jackie, she understood going into the house nothing about the game. So the fact that she didn't really have to do much the first couple weeks, Jeff would kind of clue her in was good. Now she probably figured out, hey, I guess without Jeff, I need to start figuring out what's going on. Which I still don't understand why her, Becky, Jumpy Mac, all that, like, they're suspicious that they have an alliance. Why don't they have an alliance? Why aren't they? It's the old saying, if they're not talking game with you, they're talking game without you. And I would think that Johnny Mac, Steve, would recognize this and try to, like, rally up troops on the other side. You know, just in case they're ever on the block on a Thursday, that they have people with their back. But it's just, why Jackie's even on the show, I'm still puzzled by it.
I've got an idea. Taryn, what'd you think of where Steve was beating himself up over not winning the HOH competition?
I thought that was great because, like, obviously, you know, he knows that people, you know, talk about him all the time. They definitely talk about him throwing competitions. He was questioned about it. They were like, what Austin said in the diary room, they questioned him. They were like, you're so smart, you're musical. I don't understand how you could not get those questions. And he's like, I'm sorry, guys, I screwed up. I just think it's great that he screwed up trying to throw it well.
Yeah, screwed up. All right, one more question. We'll get to live feeds. This is from Wham's Cast. Why is it a thing to nominate someone because they've already been nominated? BB Shelley has no idea how to play this game. I actually don't think it's a bad play because you already have one person who you got blood on your hands with. Why not just go back to the well, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to upset the person more. I guess kind of. You might be able to upset the person more because Johnny Mac is eventually going to start getting upset and showing it, you know, instead of just us in the dining room. But I think that's the lamest excuse. Like, oh, I put you up before, so I'm going to put you up again. And I think by her doing that, she did show to the Jason and the Meg how, well, you know what, if he keeps getting nominated, he must have something going on with them. And it was so funny how, you know, Jason's only been nominated 3 out of 4 times, so he's garbage. Whereas, Johnny Mac's been nominated 4 out of 4. Poor kid.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead. Let's get into the live feeds because we got so much to talk about. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up this week. Of course, Big Brother voicemails coming up on Monday night. We're going to talk with AJ Mass about the 13 archetypes. Then we've got a big show on Wednesday. One that Adam Pock and this person are probably, they are pretty similar in terms of popularity on the show. So it's such a big week for us here on the podcast. So Zach Rantz will join us on Wednesday. So it's a big week, Adam.
I'm curious to see because the last time I talked to Zach, he wasn't going to watch this season. So
I think he's watching. I don't know if he's liking this season from what I'm seeing on Twitter, but he is scheduled to join us this Wednesday. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I'm very excited for that show coming up this Wednesday night, 9:15 p.m. Eastern. All right. So if you're jumping out here, we'll talk to you on Wednesday. If not, let's move on to the live feeds. A lot going on.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Yes. All right. Time to spoil stuff. That's all happening on the live feeds. All right, Taryn, take us through the weekend's events and then we'll talk about all of the action from today.
All right. So, we saw the start of Audrey kind of doing her thing pre-veto this week on the show, where she got upset because Shelley told Jason that Audrey was the one that told her about him going after them, all that. So that kind of set her off and got her into game mode. And so she went around talking to everyone, talking to James, talking to Johnny Mac about all kinds of stuff. But the thing that really... that hit her in was she talked a lot about Vanessa to Shelley, saying, and she thinks Vanessa and Steve are working together, and that Vanessa's playing you, and she's really working with Austin and Liz more than she is with you and Shelly, or with you and Clay. And then when Shelly told Vanessa that, Vanessa was like 100% on board, like, we need to backdoor Audrey. So Vanessa wins the veto, and so they have the option. And now, because Audrey is going around to everyone, they've got James coming up, they've got Johnny Mac coming up saying, you know, Audrey's talking about you, she's saying that you play it and you split up. You know, Shelly was just like, you know what, I've got to do this. She wavered back and forth a little, but with Vanessa on board, especially because she trusts Vanessa very much, and Vanessa is very influential on her decisions, she eventually came to the decision that we have to backdoor Audrey, which brought us to today, if you want to get into that.
Yeah, let's just get a reaction, Adam. So first of all, do you agree with the plan, backdoor Audrey here, if you're Shelly?
Yes. I think Shelly should have done this 2 weeks ago. I think the safest bet is to get rid of Audrey and use that as a platform to get other people on the other side of the house to say, hey, listen, this week I took one for the team, I took one for you guys, I got rid of Audrey. Just keep me safe for the next couple of weeks. I think if Shelly uses this to her advantage, unfortunately, I think Shelly will do it. She won't say it to the rest of the house in that way, and she will not do it to make herself safe next week. I think Shelly will end up, hopefully, still end up backdooring Audrey, getting her out and keeping herself safe for her own game.
Yeah, I wanted Audrey to stay around for as long as possible here, but it just seems like the biggest slam dunk on the board, especially if you don't want to get blood on your hands. Take out somebody. Yes, she could be a number for your side, but she's not a loyal number. She's somebody who's going to always be self-interested, and you can't trust her as far as you can throw her. So I definitely think that this is the right way to go for Shelly. All right, so take us through today, because all weekend long, Audrey did not think that she had a chance to be going up on the block, correct?
Yeah. I mean, she was a little bit paranoid, but she's mostly, I mean, she's always a little bit paranoid.
Okay, so take us through Audrey starting to figure out what's going on.
All right, well, so actually about backdooring Audrey, I think the biggest danger was, of course, Audrey's obviously going to expose everything about the Sleeper Cell Alliance, the Sixth Sense Alliance. She doesn't know about Sixth Sense, but it's basically what Sleeper Cell is. And try to, you know, kind of galvanize a kind of force against Vanessa and Shelly and Clay and all of them. So this morning, Clay and Audrey got into an argument about her being paranoid and saying that she wanted Clay to swear on his life that she wasn't going to get backdoored. And he was like, why would you say that? Why don't you trust us? And she said, I never said that. I never said that. And Clay was like, what? I can't believe you're lying to me. And
was it the kind of thing, was it like a Vanessa Jeff thing where it was like, okay, well, if we can just make her yell at us, then we can say, well, we weren't going to backdoor you, but now you're too out of control. We have to backdoor you now.
No, it was like Clay, they wanted to keep it quiet, but Clay just couldn't stop himself.
Oh my God, what a poopy head.
Yeah, exactly. I
gotta say, why is Audrey going to Clay and saying, am I being a backdoor this week? Clay does not have that power. Why is Audrey not going right to Shelly? Which, again, it's the theme of the season is the game telephone is being played because nobody's ever talked to the person that's making these claims or to the people that make the decisions. You know, if I want to stay off the block, I'm not going to talk to HOH's showmats, I'm going to talk to the HOH. And I just don't understand how these people are not campaigning to the people that they're supposed to be campaigning to. Instead, they make this game of telephone go on even longer. And, you know, every time it goes to someone else, it gets a little change and the retails and this and that. It just doesn't work for anybody if they keep doing it.
Okay. All right, well, Taryn, take us through then the rest of the events of the day. Now Audrey is starting to figure out what's going on.
Well, so basically that argument with Clay went on for about an hour or so, and then he went upstairs and she followed him upstairs, and he was trying to talk to Shelly, and he was like, no, stay out. I want to talk to Shelly. You can talk to Shelly later. And she was like, I want to talk to you and Shelly together. And eventually it got to this thing where they were in there, and Vanessa was already up there, so she was part of the conversation too. They had a big blowout. Then it turned on to Vanessa, and Vanessa was questioning Audrey about, did I not tell you that me and Steve had nothing? And now you're going to them and saying that I'm with Steve and you're paranoid about me and Steve. Do you not trust me? Like, what's up? And Audrey said, then Audrey said that Vanessa had come to her to try to make a final two, and Vanessa freaked out. The same thing she did with Jeff, where she was like, absolutely not. You came to me with a final two. Which is actually not true. Vanessa did go to Audrey for the final two. So Vanessa was the liar here. And Audrey was actually the one telling the truth and telling Shelley and Clay actual information that might be helpful to them, that Vanessa is not as loyal as she might seem. But she just couldn't win in that conversation. Vanessa was totally getting the better of her. And so ultimately Vanessa and Clay left, and she had a long conversation with Shelley. Shelley was talking about how she's hurt. And Audrey came out of that conversation thinking, all right, I'm definitely going up with the block, so I need to do something about it. And then she went and did some more stuff, which we can pause for a second.
You know, I do think it was the right move to get rid of Audrey, but on the other hand, just devil's advocate, the other side of the house was going to go after her eventually anyway. Would it have been such a bad move to let the other side take HOH? This was a week where, if you're Shelley, could you have not won HOH? That you knew Audrey was going to go out. People wanted to take her out so bad. Why not let Jason have the satisfaction? Okay, he's HOH. He takes out Audrey. Audrey campaigns against him for the next 5 days. Whereas now, for Shelley, she became HOH. I don't know why she felt like she needed to be HOH. She didn't want to let Liz take that opportunity from her in the episode. And now Audrey goes around the house for the next 5 days and is telling every secret to everybody. And it's the kind of thing where, just to go back and mix shows, where you could have somebody like a Boston Rob who ultimately gets picked off at the merge in the first season he plays, but he ends up doing enough damage where people are all gunning for the Row 2-4 after that. Could this be a week where Audrey definitely goes home this week, but she does enough damage where the Sixth Sense is just completely crippled in the water, Taryn?
Please jump in real quick.
Yes.
I think Audrey has told so many lies, and now that she's telling the truth and trying to expose people, nobody is going to believe her. And this happens in the Big Brother house all the time, where you lie and people believe you. You tell the truth and nobody believes you. Audrey's reputation has already taken such a hit that I don't think, you know, if she tries to expose secrets, I mean, obviously, yes, Steve and Vanessa do have an alliance. They have a secret little thing, due to sound or whatever they're called. As long as they both deny it, and it'll just be looked at as, oh, this is Audrey up to her old tricks, lying. So I think the damage is already done. Again, as a feeder, you love seeing Audrey in the game, but as a player, you got to get rid of her. And I don't think that keeping her around will benefit Shelley's game. I think Shelley's going to take this opportunity and get rid of
her. Taryn, what do you think of that?
Yeah, so she did. She went straight to James and spilled everything about the Sleeper Cell Alliance, saying that they were Vanessa's original target. And he actually bought all of it. He was totally on board. He went and talked to Becky. He went and talked to Jackie, starting to try and, like, build some sort of counter-alliance. But that's when he talked to Meg, and Clay came in, and Clay kind of shut it all down. Because it's so easy to refute everything that Audrey says. The thing is, though, I don't think it's going to save Audrey, and I don't think they believe it, or they even really care at the moment. But it's kind of like the twins, where she points it out, and once she points it out, even if they don't believe it initially, they're going to be looking for it next week. So it's going to be a lot easier to spot that these people are aligned. So even if they don't believe it, it has no impact right now, it could have an impact later where they say, you know what, I kind of do see them working together. Maybe we need to be careful of that. Maybe we need to start thinking about them as targets.
You know, it's interesting because you have these six people that are in the Sixth Sense. Audrey is probably dead in the water here, but there's still going to be 12 people left in the house. Is it possible that the impact of Audrey ultimately ends up being that you end up seeing the remnants of the After Dark crew, the Jason, Meg, James, Johnny Mac, Jackie, and Becky? Could Audrey ultimately end up, you know, giving enough ammo to those six that they realize they need to be an alliance and go after the Sixth Sense, Taryn?
It's possible, but the thing is that Shelley really is starting to turn on Austin. So they're probably going to be willing to take a shot at Austin and Liz. So I think what's probably going to happen is there's going to be a natural shift, and all of Audrey's information ultimately will matter.
Okay.
I am curious to see, though, like, when you were asking Rob, will that happen? The other side has to win HOH first.
And yeah, that's it.
As long as they have battle on the block. But you said something else before about, like, letting Jason win winning HOH. This HOH, like, what was it, three questions?
Yeah, I know. That's not the best example. I mean, you could say, but we saw Shelley tonight saying that she really wanted to win the battle, that she really wanted to stay on as HOH. So you can't, like.
Well, that's because she, like I said earlier, that she's got this power struggle. Like, now that she has some power, the power goes through her head, and she loves having the power. Again, I'm not sure if she's starting to control Clay, or if Clay's still controlling her, but I'm hoping, and I think I see her actually realizing that she can't control Clay. So I think she might say that, oh, I don't want blood on my hands, I don't want blood on my hands. But yet she wants blood on her hands. That's why she went for Devon. You know, she wants blood on her hands.
Okay. Taryn, what else is happening right now?
We talked a lot about Vanessa, but she really is the player of the moment right now. She's got everything under control. Audrey has her, like, she has her game spotted to a T, and she's trying to tell everyone, but nobody's really buying it. Vanessa's kind of in the position right now. She's doing very well, sort of like similar to how Derek was last season, but she's very, very messy, and she's very emotional, so I don't think she's going to continue to do that well. But she is doing very, very well at the moment, and I do think that needs to be reported at least.
Yeah. All right. Who else has had a good or bad weekend this weekend in your mind, Taryn?
Jason, who kind of went from being the target to being not a target at all. He talked to Shelley and totally convinced her that he never said anything bad about her. You know, he does very, very well when he goes and talks to people. He seems very genuine, and he seems to make very genuine connections. Every time he talks to Shelley and Clay, every time he leaves the room, they go, oh, we just love that kid. He's just so great. He just needs to talk to people more. He kind of sticks to his own people a little too often. But when he does go and talk to people, it works very well. And he's done very well for himself to stay here, because he was the initial potential target, at least.
All right.
Can I ask one question?
Yes.
Because I have not followed as close as I want to. How is Vanessa, she's supposed to be using the veto on Jason. How did that happen? How did she agree to use it on Jason?
Basically, she feels like she already has a decent relationship with Johnny, but she doesn't have a very good relationship with Jason. So her idea is, I want to make a deal with Jason that extends to both Meg and James, and say, hey, if I use the veto on you, will you and Meg and James all agree to not come after me for like a week? So that's her reasoning.
All right, that's what I was hoping for, because I think that is the best move there. I just pray if Audrey and Johnny Mac are on the block together, that Johnny Mac stays. Please, we need more DRs like that. He's hysterical. I love Johnny Mac.
Loves him. He loves him. So, Taryn, how do you expect the rest of the week to go in terms of Audrey? Do you think that she's going to fight tooth and nail down to the bell? Do you think that at some point she's just going to roll over and die?
I think at some point she will roll over and die. She's not done yet, but she already kind of struck with her strongest move, and it kind of flopped. So she's going to keep trying, I'm sure. But she's going to run out of steam. There's so much time until Thursday that at some point she's just going to be like, nobody believes me anymore. I'm kind of dead in the water.
The obvious weapon that she still has is what, you know, I worry about with Johnny Mac. He has won a battle of the block, two vetoes already. She hasn't won anything yet, so she's not a great competitor, but she'll be a number for the other side. I don't see her rallying and getting the votes, but I think that is the only thing left in her arsenal that she can use that might sway people. But like I said, the damage is done. I think it's no brainer. She will go down fighting, though. She'll fight until the second she walks out that door. She will be fighting.
I'm not going to count her out just yet. I think she has a few cards that are still left to play, and it's a long week. It's only Sunday. We're talking about an eviction, which is 5 days from now. Tarrant, talk to me about America's Player and all of the different theories that are floating around the house right now about America's Player.
Most people are pretty convinced. At least Vanessa's very convinced, and a few other people are very, very convinced that Audrey is 100% America's Player. And to be honest, when I watch Audrey play, I think to myself, could she be America's Player? No, we're not voting anything. No, right. It seems like, because the things she does, they're so erratic and she votes so erratically. I mean, it makes complete sense and I really don't blame them for thinking it. So, but she tries to deflect and says, no, Steve's America's Player.
Yes, Audrey says Steve is America's Player, and she has theories as to why Steve is America's Player, and she's always throwing him under the bus in terms of that. So it's very, very funny to watch. Adam, do you think should production tell the house there is no America's Player?
No. I love the fact that they're, again, in that house, as we saw tonight, when they did their little Broadway number, a lot of boredom in the house, a lot of time to think in the house, a lot of time to do nothing in the house. The fact that the twin twist is something that they've used again just adds to it, because people are now thinking that they're using all the old twists, waiting for twists to come back, waiting for secret duos, and waiting for the America's Player. They don't have to tell them what's going on. Let the paranoia continue for our sake.
Yeah. Now, Adam, you played in Big Brother 13, which had one of the twists that many Big Brother fans point to, the Pandora's box that was open that forced people to play in pairs and ultimately be able to save two players with the veto. Could we potentially see anything like that pop up this week to save Audrey? Or potentially, do you think that Big Brother would be fine to see Audrey walk out the door this Thursday?
That's a tough one. If this was Big Brother Canada, I would say 100%.
Hundo.
This is Big Brother Canada, I'd say Hundo. I don't know.
Because it's a tough spot for Big Brother, because you have the biggest news item / also the biggest stir of drama in the house in Audrey, potentially up against on the block against who, by and large, is probably your most popular player and the person that the people love watching the most. Could Big Brother, could they do like a rewind? They're really in a no-win situation no matter who goes home this week. Now, I don't think Audrey is by and large a popular player, but she does provide at least a lot of drama in the house. Well, what do you think, Adam? Which of these two people from production standpoint could Big Brother least afford to lose?
Seven or eight, I could see a Pandora's box come in. But let's look back last year with Devin. Devin leaving early in the game. Nobody wanted to see him leave early. Come on, that guy was beats gold. Nobody wanted to see him leave, and he did leave early. So I think just because of the timing of it, the news story of her being the first transgender house guest, that's Kane that brought them attention. I don't see a Pandora's box coming in to save her this week. It's unfortunate for us as feeders, but at the same time, the bigger picture of the game, of the show, I don't see her being saved by that.
Taryn, do you have any thoughts on this from how production thinks of what they would rather see happen?
There was some talk about the PR trying to convince Shelly not to backdoor Audrey, because there were a couple times when she went into the PR totally gung-ho about backdooring her, and then came out crying, saying she didn't know if she could do it. So I think maybe they were trying to get Jason out instead of either Audrey or
I'd hate to lose Jason, too.
I know, right? I mean, there was a no-win situation as far as entertainment goes.
I think in terms of Jason, Johnny Mac, and Audrey, I think I'd rather lose Audrey first out of those three.
I think I agree, you know?
I think Audrey's kind of run her course. I don't know what else she has left to do. I mean, she's in a situation where who would ever trust her and tell her anything in a house? Like, she's just, like, telling all the information she has. Nobody's going to tell her anything the rest of the way.
Yeah,
you know, she grabbed the headlines early. She definitely, preseason was the one that everybody was talking about. And I think that got people into the show just to watch it. At this point in the game, they're still watching. They're going to keep watching. And the percentage of people that will stop watching because Audrey leaves will not be enough to make a difference.
Yeah. It'll be fascinating to watch how it goes on Thursday also, and how Julie, in the meta sort of commentary on the show, how Julie handles Audrey potentially coming out, and is she really talk to her? Because if Audrey was not a person who is transgender, you would imagine an interview with Julie that would be much different than potentially what it could be on Thursday. So that's going to be all sort of interesting things to keep on the back burner as we go through this all week long. All right, let's take some questions. Nick2S wants to know, wasn't Shelly going to nominate Jason anyway, even if Audrey didn't lie to Shelly? Do we have any information to back up that claim, Taryn?
Probably. The reason she was targeting Jason was because she had heard that he had been talking about splitting up her and Clay, but she also heard it from Jeff. So Audrey backing that up was like fuel to the fire, but the Jeff thing was probably going to make her do it anyway.
You know, it wasn't
who was going to get nominated, it was who was going to get nominated by who. They definitely had, you know, the people that they wanted to put up on the block. That side of the house, or whatever you want to call it. So, I just think that the way she handled it, the way her speech that she gave at the nomination ceremony, actually made her have to explain herself. It made her, just like last week, where Vanessa needed a reason to put up Jeff, she needed a reason to put up Jason, to at least say publicly. And by doing that, that opened up this whole can of worms with the Audrey thing.
You know, the one other saving grace about Audrey coming out at this point, I feel like Audrey, like on Twitter and on podcasts, I feel like it's going to be really exciting. I feel like she's ready to do more good outside the house than she can still in the house. Like
kind of like Will from Big Brother 14. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm ready to have Audrey just tweeting 24/7 about the live feeds. I'm ready for that to happen. Okay, let's take a question from Logan Rex. He says, does Steve need to make a bigger impact on the feed, or does Steve make a bigger impact on the feeds than on the TV show? We haven't talked much about Steve on the TV show. I know that he has been at the source of some of the drama. Taryn, can you talk a little bit about Steve on the feeds?
Steve doesn't try to make an impact. People are so uncomfortable around him that he unfortunately makes one unintentionally.
Yeah, I was reading about him giving a monologue to the camera around 6:15 this morning.
Yeah, he likes doing that. He talks about like his plans and what he wants to do, but he never follows through with it. It works out.
Yeah, I heard that Steve is going to be targeting Meg this week, which is crazy considering he's not the HOH and does not have the power of veto or any pull in the house. But he wants to get Meg out this week so he can win HOH next week and then take Audrey out himself.
Yep, that's what he wants to do.
Yeah. Okay. So way to go, Steve. All right. Mean Mr. Jeremy says, is Audrey's game plan to forecast self-fulfilling prophecies? All her lies end up coming true in some twisted way. I don't know. Taryn, is that correct? All of Audrey's lies end up coming true?
Well, the thing is, a lot of her supposed lies are truths, or her, just her observations that are good observations, like the Steve and Vanessa thing, or just the, anything regarding Vanessa. She's called a lot of different things. But sometimes it's like it's right before it's about to actually solidify. So it's people think she's paranoid, and a lot of times she's right. But then again, you know, she goes around and she makes stuff up too. So, the house guest that cried wolf, and she just can't win.
Yeah, and when you say as much stuff as she does, eventually some of it is bound to be right. If you say, like every single person in the house has an alliance with somebody, like somebody actually is going to make that alliance that she predicted.
I think it's the George Costanza thing. It's not a lie if you believe
it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's take a couple more questions. This is from R. Vandervest. Says, even though he didn't throw tonight's competition, will Johnny Mac's side deals and throwing comps for 6 cents come back to bite him in the butt with the rest of the house? Hashtag RHAP. Hashtag no. Hashtag rude. Oh, okay. So, you know, tell me, Taryn, about Johnny Mac, and did Audrey throw him under the bus today as well?
She did. She did. She said that Johnny Mac has been throwing it for them, this six-person alliance that she's talking about, and she's trying to get him sent home this week instead of her. So he's going to be the target of her campaigning, at least for now. And she has revealed that he's been throwing the competitions. But nobody's really believing it right now, so we'll see how it affects Johnny's reputation. As far as making deals goes, Shelley and Clay have been talking about bringing Johnny Mac into some sort of alliance for a really long time, especially now that they're not trusting Austin. They really want to bring Johnny Mac and maybe Steven. But they talk about it so much and they never go through with it. Johnny Mac just needs to be a little more active about maintaining those relationships, and he could get something solid.
Yeah. But would this not be the worst time possible for Johnny Mac to enter into an alliance with Shelley and Clay? He's certainly the guy they're keeping anyway. If Audrey is trying to say, hey, a vote for me to go home is a vote for the other side of the house, wouldn't that potentially put her in a bad spot where she's the HOH, she can't vote? Would the other side potentially have the numbers? Who can vote this week? So we're going to have, Jason can vote, James, he can vote, Johnny Mac's on the block.
As long as Steve stays loyal to Vanessa and doesn't throw out a hinky vote, they should have five in Vanessa, Clay, Austin, Liz, and Steve. And as long as they have five, I think they have the vote with the tiebreaker. So they should have control of the vote no matter what, as long as Steve stays loyal and doesn't throw out a
hit. Okay, let's do one more question tonight from Will Northrup. If you say you're not the target, is it that offensive if you're asked, well, who is? Can you say that, Adam?
You know what? I think that was a very good question by Jackie. Just shows, she's not afraid. But you don't say that in the Big Brother house. That's not how you get information out of people. You never ask for information directly and up front. So she just, it was the right thing to ask, but she should have been a little bit more coy about it. Again, it's the whole thing. Why didn't she talk to Liz before? As soon as Austin said, as soon as Austin told Jackie, Liz is talking about you, why did she not have that conversation first and say, hey, I heard you might put me up as a pawn. As long as just tell me, am I a pawn or are you really coming after me? And get Liz to maybe show her cards instead of, who is the real? It's not me, do you ask questions, you let the people dig their own ditch instead of coming straight out and asking.
All right. Fun show tonight. Lots of action happening on the live feeds. If you want to jump in on any of this, I think you get a week free in the Big Brother live feeds. Go to robswebsite.com/live feeds. Taryn, what's the number one thing people should be looking out for right now on the live feeds?
Just anytime Audrey's, a little bit earlier, right when the show was starting, Clay was talking about maybe having a house meeting, excluding Audrey from it, just to, get everything out on the table. So,
how can you do a house meeting with how many people are left? 14 people, 13 people in the house. How can you do a house meeting and exclude one person? It's like, it would be so obvious that, you know, hey, where is everybody else? Oh, they're not with me.
Wait till they go in the diary room. Or they're sleeping like Donnie last season when Devin had the house meeting.
Yeah. Audrey doesn't sleep in that house, and we've seen that. When she's in bed, her eyes are half open, her ears are wide open. I think it's hysterical. Actually, when we were watching the episode tonight, they were Farrah asked me, like, why are they talking in front of Audrey? And I was like, well, it's because Jason's, like, calling her out on her stuff. But it's amazing that people still talk to Audrey and tell her anything game-related. It's amazing that they still do that.
All right. All right, well, I'm very excited for this week and everything that's going to go on. You know that there's going to be drama. Audrey will not go down without a fight. So we'll be following it all week long here on robhasawebsite.com. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes. I always appreciate it when you guys leave us feedback and star ratings as well in the iTunes store. Or you could get the podcast also on the Rob's Podcast app at robhasawebsite.com/app. All right, tomorrow I'll be doing the voicemail podcast with Matt Carter from CarterMatt.com. He is following the live feeds in addition to the show. He also does exit interviews as well. So he's going to have a lot to say about all this. Get your voicemails in at robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. Plus, I'll be talking with ESPN's AJ Mass as well for our Big Brother archetype discussion, and we'll be doing our live draft of the rest of the season, and we'll see how that goes. We've been doing that every season for the last few years, and that's always a fun show. And then on Wednesday night, Zach Rantz will join us on the podcast at 9:15 p.m. Eastern Time, live here at robhasawebsite.com. All right, need a hashtag for tonight. I want to go with hashtag PHOH for the poopy head of household. Okay? You like that, Adam?
I love it.
I love it. You're going to get a lot of mileage out of that one.
Me being poopy head.
Yeah, so don't be poopy head. I'd love to take us out with a musical number tonight. Here it is. Here is the Shelly and the Big Brother 17 players. We'll come up in just a bit. Follow Taryn on Twitter. He's at at Armstrong Taryn. Of course, Adam is on Twitter. He's at Heavy Metal Teddy. That's going to do it for us tonight.
Can I get a couple more plugs in, please?
Okay, there we go.
Okay, every Wednesday, follow me on at Big Brother Network, bigbrothernetwork.com. I give my bacon tofu ratings. So find out if players are good, how much bacon they get, if they're bad, how much tofu they get, and who the tofurkey of the week is. Also, I will be part of Hearts of Reality. Give Kids the World. It's a great charity event down in Florida, first week in August. Go to heartsofreality.com. See the lineup. A lot of Big Brother, Survivor, Amazing Race people will be down there. Click on your favorite player. You don't have to click on my face, but click on your favorite player and leave a donation. It's a great cause for a great event. And congratulations to Rob and Nicole for announcing to the world that baby number two is coming into the world, Sister Nino number two. And hopefully the new baby will not be a poopy yet.
We hope so. Have only poopy diapers. Adam, and congratulations to you and Farrah with baby number one is on the way in September, right?
Baby number one is on the way in October, actually.
I was going to say, sorry.
So that's okay. It's okay. October 12th is the due date when our head of household will take over our lives forever.
Yeah, Adam, would you be open to at some point me advertising that I was going to be doing a Google Hangout with Louis C.K. and just having you on and having you tell jokes?
You know, I do get recognized a lot. People thinking that I am Louis C.K. And I've person. I am Michael C.K. I'm his brother, and I do not talk to Louis because he took all my jokes. He hasn't given me a dime. So I will definitely do a Louis C.K., Michael C.K. podcast.
Okay, but just turn the air conditioning up really loud on that one.
I was
just
like,
sorry, we can't hear Louis C.K. I'm sure he's being really funny right now, but we just can't hear him. He's the air conditioning. Louis, turn down the air conditioning.
If I was Louis C.K., I'd have a much better setup. I'd have something going on over there.
Yeah. All right, Adam. Thanks so much. Thanks everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Yes. All right. Well, look, you asked. I said we would do it, and I'm a man of my word.
Yay. Woo. R-H-A-P for life. Yay.
All right, everybody. All right. Take us out. Shelley.
Big brother, this is my life.
Good job.
Don't be poopy head.
All right, good night, everybody. Bye.